So a good Erev Shabbos, and this week's Torah portion is Parshas Korach. We are also celebrating this Friday night and Shabbos, the third day of the month of Tammuz, which is the day that the Rebbe's Yahrzeit, the Rebbe passed away in 1994. So this is the Rebbe's 28th Yahrzeit, this Shabbos. So we'll talk about Parshas Korach and connect that with the Rebbe's Yahrzeit. And the idea of a Rebbe in general. The Torah portion of Korach, as you know, is the story of Moshe's cousin, Korach, who is arguing that Moshe and Aharon are not needed. They are the ones who Hashem appointed, but in fact, Korach believed that they weren't necessary. And what this means is as follows. The Medrash tells us that Korach came to Moshe, and he told Moshe, let me ask you a halachic question. If I have a talis that is completely dyed blue with the color of Techeles is the blue color that you're supposed to dye only one string from the talis, of the tzitzis of the talis is supposed to be dyed blue. And the talis, of course, has eight strings on each corner. One of the eight strings is supposed to be dyed blue. So he says to Moshe, if I have an entire talis, meaning the garment itself, is dyed blue, what is the halacha? Do I still need to put strings on the corners of the talis and have one of those strings dyed blue? It says, after all, if the Torah is looking for the color of blue, then clearly the talis itself is enough and you don't need the strings. That's what Korach asked Moshe. Korach asked Moshe this question. So the Alter Rebbe, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, explains in his discourses on this story that Korach, in fact, was a great, very spiritual person, and he decided that he was above the levels that Hashem is setting aside for the Kohanim and the Leviim. And what he decided was as follows, that the level of Aharon and the level of Moshe, in other words, the job and the function that Aharon and Moshe were providing for the Jewish people, Korach had a problem with that level, with that function. And let's clarify exactly what the function is. So the Alter Rebbe explains to us that when Hashem gives energy to the world, he gives energy on two levels. He gives energy at what's called a makif. Makif is a word that means encompassing, a very powerful type of energy, a level of energy that's higher and more great than we can comprehend. And then Hashem also gives energy at the same time on a level that's called pnimi, a level that is able to be absorbed and understood. And this is similar to, for example, if you come into a place that's amazingly beautiful, amazingly wonderful, or you're sitting you hear a lecture that's very, very deep, and you say, you know what, this is very deep. I don't understand it exactly, but it sounds so deep. These concepts sound like so intellectual. Now you ask the person, when you say the concepts are very deep and you say the lecture is very, very, very abstract and scientific and very, very high and so on and deep and, you know, in its wisdom and its knowledge. So could you please explain to me what the lecture was talking about? And the person says, well, no, I really didn't understand the concepts themselves, but I got this sense that it's really deep stuff. Now, it could be that when a person hears something and they don't understand what it is, it could be that it's a language you don't understand. And maybe it's very simple stuff or stuff that doesn't make sense. Or it could be a person is putting words together and in fact, the words don't make any sense. And it's just a silly person, you know, putting words together, or a person who doesn't have the ability to speak, whatever reason, properly. But this guy or this lady hearing the lecture doesn't come away with the feeling that it's gibberish. They come away with the feeling that instead it's very, very deep intellectual stuff. So again, you ask them, well, why did you think that if you didn't understand it? And they say, that's just what I felt. It's clearly not gibberish. It's, you know, I picked up bits and pieces and it, it's just beyond me what it was talking about. This is an analogy for the energy that Hashem gives us that's on the makif level, that's on the level of being encompassing, the level of being way above our heads. Why does Hashem do that? And the answer is because only through that level of energy can there be creation. Creation is, sort of, so to speak, a quantum leap. It's a leap that jumps stages. It's not a transitionary leap. It's not something that goes from level to level in an orderly way. It's a quantum leap. It's a leap that jumps from one level, meaning nothing is there, and all of a sudden, boom, something is there. So for that type of thing to happen, that type of event to happen where creation can happen, for that you need stuff that is so much more powerful than we can access. So the creation itself happens through this higher level of energy. And then once creation happens and the thing is here, then Hashem gives energy on a level that's actually commensurate. It's actually according to the level that the person needs. And it's according to the understanding, and it's able to be absorbed and so on. That's the level called Pnimi. Now they're both Hashem's energy, and they're both connecting to Hashem. However, we can understand that if a person has the choice, which energy would you rather have access to? Well, if I had a choice to have access to Hashem's infinite levels of energy or Hashem's finite levels of energy, I would much rather have the ability to comprehend the infinite levels of energy if I only have that choice. So Hashem creates the world in this way and gives us a place for us to do mitzvahs and to draw down energy. First, the energy that is of the levels that we can comprehend. And then we, through our self-sacrifice and how much we go out of our way, Hashem will go out of his way correspondingly and give us the higher level of energy. This was the argument between Korach and Moshe, according to the Alter Rebbe's explanation in his book called Likutei Torah. The Alter Rebbe explains as follows. Moshe was taught by Hashem how to teach the Jewish people the way we are today. The way we are today, we cannot access the higher level of spiritual energy that is not according to our levels, the level that is going to, you know, way beyond our capacity to understand. We simply can't access it. What we can access is the energy Hashem puts already into the world. And that energy we get through doing mitzvahs. And therefore, he said to Moshe, Moshe, why are you limiting the Jewish people to this energy? Why don't you give them a talis that's completely techeles? And the Alter Rebbe explains that techeles is a symbolic of this higher level of energy. Why don't you give them, why are you giving them just one thread of techeles? And there's a whole Kabbalistic explanation why, in fact, we have only one thread of techeles and what's the difference between the white strings and the blue strings. I'm not going to get into the details, but this is the big picture explanation. So his argument to Moshe was, why do the Jews need a watered-down version? Why can't the Jews get the energy the way it is in the essence of Hashem, the energy the way it is in the highest of highest levels? Now, the fact is that the reason is because that's not Hashem's plan. Hashem wants us to work inside of a physical world. He wants us to live physical lives. He wants us to introduce spiritual energy into a physical space. He doesn't want us to be angels. If he wanted us to be angels, he wouldn't have created us. He would have just stopped at creating the spiritual worlds and stopped at creating angels. So therefore Hashem wants, and that's what he wants. On that you can't ask a question why Hashem wants. That's what Hashem wants. That's what he gets pleasure from us being in a physical world. And in spite of the fact that we are inundated with physicality, with materialism, with temptations of various sorts, we ignore all those temptations and instead we direct our attention and our focus directly back to our creator. We don't look left, we don't look right, we look straight ahead, and we are not swayed, we're not tempted, we're not distracted by all the other stuff that there is in the world. We look straight through all the stuff and we find that behind the curtain is Hashem, and a creator, and that's what we do, and that's the definition of doing a mitzvah. Now, we have a choice to do a sin, we have a choice to be selfish, we have a choice to be self-absorbed, and instead we choose to study Torah, do a mitzvah, go out of our way with somebody else, etc. So this is, it's all an indication that we understand the big picture. It's an indication we understand that Hashem is the boss. Hashem is the giver. And therefore, that's what Hashem gets pleasure from. He gets pleasure and says, look at this, my kids, they could choose to reject me. Instead, they go and they do go out of their way. And instead, they do all kinds of things that are difficult. So Hashem gets pleasure from that. And that's the plan. Korach said to Moshe, the talis should be all techeles. That means there should be an irradiation of energy in the world. There should be not this finite little bit of energy coming into the world, you know, where we have to struggle to receive Hashem's presence. We have to struggle through the doing of a mitzvah with self-sacrifice to feel a little spirituality. Why, you know, you, Moshe, you're the bottleneck, as a matter of fact. He complained that Moshe and Aaron, in their task itself as leaders and as ministers, so to speak, and as people who are the conduits of energy to us, that they in fact were the problem, not the solution, that they are the bottleneck. They're not allowing the greater levels of energy to flow, to which Moshe responded, that's not Hashem's plan. Yes, we're the bottleneck. Yes, we're not allowing the energy to flow, but we're allowing the energy to happen in the first place, because without us, without leaders and the Nevi'im and prophets and our generations, we have Rebbes. Without that, there would not be a Jewish people that has access to Hashem. Without us, we would be overpowered by our own Yetzirah, be overpowered by our own sense of self, by our own sense of immediate needs, by our own physicality, our own materialism. And in fact, the reason that the Jewish people is able to reach the heights they're able to reach is because of the prophets, because of Moshe, because of Aaron, because of the Rebbes, who allow the people to be able to be focused on what it is. We're not on the level of Moshe and Aaron. We're not on the level of the Rebbes with our neshama power. So therefore, that was Korach's fatal and critical mistake. He didn't realize and recognize that everybody else is not on his level. It's true that he felt ready to accept the vast abundance of energy that Hashem has in store for us when Mashiach comes. And that, in fact, is what we believe. When Mashiach comes, we're going to be on that level, but we're not yet on that level. And therefore, Korach made this terrible mistake. As a matter of fact, the Medrash hints at this concept when the Medrash says that Korach saw that he's going to have Shmuel HaNavi, the prophet Shmuel, coming out of him, whose prophecy is considered to be in many levels even greater than Moshe and Aaron. And he's going to have many Levi'im who are going to come out of him, who are going to be amazing prophets and so on. So he recognized his greatness and he did not understand that everybody else is not on that level. And that itself is a flaw. So to be great on your own and not to pull everybody along with you, that is the ultimate flaw that we're talking about here. And therefore Korach was swallowed up in the ground, which is the ultimate symbol of humility, is the ground. He was completely covered up by the ground. He lacked humility. He didn't understand his place. And this was the issue with Korach. Korach had this problem, the leaders of the Jewish people, and this is, of course, a segue into the third of Tammuz, the Rebbe's Yahrzeit. The leaders of the Jewish people, as great as they were, they understood how to deal with the people, to elevate them and not to exclude them, not to be elitist. So the greatest of our leaders was the most humblest of people, and the greater the leader, the more humble that person was, the more they were able to relate to the ordinary person, the more they were able to actually almost stoop down, you can't even say stoop down, the more they were able to raise up even the lowest, seemingly the lowest of people, and to worry about their physical needs, their materialistic needs, what the little children need. And that, of course, encapsulates the Rebbe's care for the Jewish people. The Rebbe cared about every single Jew, not just that they should go to become great Torah scholars, which of course the Rebbe wanted, not just they should become really religious people, which the Rebbe wanted, but the Rebbe cared about a person's bread to eat. Do they have money to make a living? Do they have a child who needs a bracha? Do they have a bracha? Do they need a bracha to have a child in the first place? Is a person sick and needs an operation? The Rebbe spent hours and hours of his day giving blessings and advice to people who were looking not for spirituality, looking for the simplest of physical things, good health, which job should I take? Which car should I buy? Which house should I buy? The Rebbe personally gave Rifki and I a bracha for a house to buy, which house to buy, and who to ask, and how to approach the whole thing. And that's what people went to the Rebbe for, not just for brachas. The Rebbe wished that people would come only, obviously, for brachas, for spirituality, for learning more Torah, doing more mitzvahs. But in fact, of course, what bothers us the most, which maybe it shouldn't be that way, but that's the way it is our lack of material good, a lack of, if we have something bothering us in the material sense, in our health, in our wealth, in our children's health, our children's wealth. And this is what the great leaders spent much time with. So the Parshas Korach, which again talks about the argument between Moshe and Korach and how Korach simply didn't understand the place of what the Jewish prophet, what the leader of the generation is supposed to be accomplishing. Korach didn't understand the place of the people, didn't understand the mission, that our mission is to bring spirituality into the physical world and not to smash apart the physical world, but to elevate the physical world and the lowest elements of the physical world, to elevate that even more. And this, of course, again, is what the Rebbe taught us and what the Rebbe showed us and what the Rebbe did for us and continues to do for us. And a person just has to ask for a bracha. The bracha continues to flow. People go to the Ohel, as you know, of course, as you've gone yourself many, many times, and continue to receive amazing, amazing brachas from davening to Hashem in the schus of the Rebbe and asking the Rebbe to intercede on our behalf in front of Hashem. And this is what this parsha is about. So it's amazing, amazing parsha. And an amazing time, really potential for amazing brachas, amazing blessings. We have to take advantage of this time and capitalize on the energy flow that is happening during these next 24 hours, 25 hours of this Shabbos Parshas Korach.